We are in the Haftarah of Parshas Baalayscha, which is very appropriate for the middle of the winter, given the fact that it's also the Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah that we're up to. We are in Perek Gimel of Zechariah, and the Haftarah, it's a handful of psukim in, probably about a dozen psukim in, where the Malach is talking to Yehoshua Kayan Gadol. We're actually up to Pasig Hey, by Va'aymar Yasimut Sonif to Har Al Roshay. Yehoshua Kayan Gadol, I told you in the past, what is the person who returned to Eretz Yisrael, the Bayesheni, with the dream of being the Kayan Gadol, and the building of the Bayesheni, and that's a dream that was fulfilled. He felt unworthy because he had children that had violated some of the laws of the Kuhuna by marrying women they weren't allowed to marry. And in the vision, his begadim hatsayim, his dirty begadim, were removed and clean begadim were put on him, which Mefarshim say means that the avera of his children's sins was taken off of him, either that they did tshuva or even without it, he wasn't held responsible. Va'aymar yasimu tzanif tor al roishai, v'yasimu atzanif ator al roishai. They put now on Yeshua Kayan Gadol the mitznefes, the pure hat on his head, v'yabishu begadim, and they dressed him with the bigdei kuhuna, malach Hashem oimed, and the malach Hashem is standing. So Yeshua is now deemed to be worthy of serving in the Bayesheni. Va'yad malach Hashem b'yeshua leimer, and the malach Hashem gave a warning, Yo'ad, Loshen V'muid. He warned him, saying, Koyam Hashem Tzavakais. So he's mashbiah him, as Yeshua Kain Godel sets forth in the beginning of the Bayesheni. He says, Im bedrachai teilech, if you will go in my ways, v'mis mishmarati tishmar, and if you'll keep the laws of the Torah, v'gam ato din es beisi, we know the Kain's job is also to judge the people, and you'll be a faithful guardian to the Beis HaMikdash. And I will give you the ability to travel among those who stand. Now this pasuk, "V'nasati l'cha mahalchim bein ha'imdim ha'ela," is a pasuk that is explained in a rather well-known biur that appears both in the Vinei Yisachar and the Chassidish Svarim, and Nefesh HaChaim, in the first Shar of Nefesh HaChaim, in the Misnagdish Svarim, and they both have pretty much the following biur. They say, a malach is an oimed. An oimed is someone who can't grow. A malach is someone who is stationary in his spiritual level, and a human being is a mahalach. A human being has the ability to move, has the ability to grow. So Reb Chaim Volozhin brings that there was a dispute between the Rishayim, who's greater, a malach or a human being. So he says it's not really a dispute. The essence of the creature of a malach is greater. It's purely spiritual. A human being is physical. But the fact that a human being has the ability to be a mahalach, to be somebody who grows, it makes him, in a sense, greater. And that's why, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, that's why the malachim can only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael praises, malachim pray. Yachad, right? Yachad means together. The malachim praise Hashem together with human beings. Human beings have the ability to say a true praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in their role as mahalchim, as people that grow.
They praise on their own.
I
can
hear you.
They praise on their own. Didn't the malach
praise, no.
Tal Yaakov, I have to go and praise Hashem.
So that's only together with human beings. That's what
the...
How do you know? How do you know? There were plenty... The whole yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver, they were davening Vesikin. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver, you think they daven like us? Oh, we daven either before Vesikin, after Vesikin, Abinish Vesikin. And, now, I have to tell you, from Rav Palm. It's printed, I think, in his Agdamata Torah Lemelech. When I started teaching in the yeshiva, I was zeichet to learn the Kollel many years before I started teaching, and probably 15 or 16 years after I got married. When I started teaching, I made up with the those in charge of the details of my employment that I wanted every seventh year a year off. I have sabbaticals. I want every year off. I tell them I'll come to yeshiva. I just don't want to teach. I want to learn. That was my arrangement with the yeshiva. So it came the seventh year, and I wanted to do it. And it was really the last year of Rav Palm's life. And Rav Palm said no. And I was surprised. So he said to me the following. He said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara, Imarav doim lamalach Hashem tzavaka is yivakshu Torah mipiyu. Says, if your Rebbe is like an angel, so then you shall learn. You shall learn from him. He's not an angel, don't learn from him. So which Rebbe is like an angel? You know, like, okay, that's what it says. Imarav doim lamalach Hashem tzavaka. So Rav Palm said, it says here that a malach is an oimed. A human being is a mahalach. He grows. A malach is an oimed. So he said, a Rebbe has to be willing to be an oimed for the sake of the Talmidim. He has to be willing to stop for the sake of Talmidim. He said, Rav Baruch Ber told his Talmidim, you better learn well, because if not for you, I would have steiged. I would have kept on learning. I mean, he steiged anyway, but that's what he said. So, it gave me the creeps, because, you know, we always say in the Siddur of Mahalach, being a oimed is the worst thing. An oimed is someone who's not growing. So, what should I tell you? But that's what he said. That's what he said. He said, an oimed. An oimed means, it's not really an oimed, I mean, you're growing in certain ways, but your focus isn't on being an oimed. You know, I would like to learn Kachem Biyan. I never really learned most of Kachem. I never learned Biyan. So I would like to, but I don't know. Here I am teaching Cheskes Sabbatim for the third time. Not that I know it, but at least it's familiar. So anyway, the point is that the Malach is an Oymed, and the human being has the ability to be a Mahalach, and that's the blessing that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was given. I'll give you the ability to be a mahalach between those who stand. It says twice in that Torah. Yeah, that the Malach Hashem is standing, and very good. And it says also, one of the nekudas here is that his children, who were the begadim atzayim, who had misbehaved, well, now he was told that they're going to do tshuva. Asiru habagadim atzayim. So the Bnei Sosla adds that even a person dies, he's an oimed, but if he leaves children that are now he says lavdafka children mushpayim, they continue to grow. So then the neshama grows as well. And that's the idea that you're supposed to see something over b'shem oimrei. Was to attribute it to the Mashpia, that the Mashpia should get the credit for it, so to speak, and he bribes a Mahalach.
Mahalchim refers to the Malachim.
Mahalchim are the people, Yeshua. Nasati Lacha Mahalchim, Yeshua, you'll be a Mahalach, Bein Ha'im de Me'eli, even if you stand among these angels that are right.
Angels or the people?
The angels, there's nobody else in this Haftarah. It's Yeshua and the angels so far. Yeshua can gobble? What do you mean? He had a lot to do with Malachim. The Malachim are dressing him. Who's dressing him? The Malachim, they put the hat on his head, they put the begadim on. He was with Malachim, at least at this point. Shmano Yeshua Kayan Gadol. Listen here, Yeshua. Ata, and it's a big title, Kayan Gadol. There have been no Kayan Gadol for 70 years now in the Jewish people. Ata v're'echa hayeshim lefanecha. You and your pals that are sitting before you. Your friends are miraculous people. Now, who are his friends? Who are Yeshua Kohen Gadol's friends? So Rashi brings that this refers to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. First of all, I want to tell you that Rashi in Nach always goes with the Gemara's explanation, as opposed to Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash goes with what's Karav L'Pshat. Whatever's closer to Pshat, that's the style of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi, throughout the Vayim Ksuvim, goes with the Talmud Bavli's explanation, with the Gemara's explanation, whether it's Pshat or Drush, doesn't matter. That's Rashi's style in Navi. Why is that way? A separate discussion, but that's the fact. Rashi goes with the Mahalach of Shas, and he touches Re'echa here to refer to Hananya, Mishael, Azariah. Now, you all know that Hananya, Mishael, Azariah were thrown into the Kibshon Ha'esh, and they survived, and then they disappear. They're in Daniel, and Sefer Daniel, Daniel and his three friends, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, are in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. And the miracle takes place, Chaimishol Vazariah in Perak Beis, or Perak Gimel, right in the beginning. And then they disappear. So the Gemara says, Chaimishol Vazariah, Heichon Holchu, when did they suddenly disappear? So the Gemara has two opinions. The Gemara says they went to Eretz Yisrael. That the Dayin Hara, they had survived the fire, Dayin Hara of the people in Babel was too much for them. Everyone was looking at them as extraordinary people, and it was too much for them to take, and they went to Eretz Yisrael. So, Chayav Yishov Azariah come to Eretz Yisrael, and that's many years before this. And here, they're together with Yeshua Kayin Gadol, and Anshe Maifei Seima, the people to whom miracles took place, Ki Hindi Mevi is Avdi Tzemach. I am bringing my servant Tzemach. Tzemach is a code word for the Melech HaMashiach. But it doesn't necessarily mean the Melech HaMashiach each time, but it means the Redeemer, the one who redeems. It says, Klal Yisrael had a Kabbalah that they'd be redeemed from Mitzrayim with the letter Pei, with Paideh, with the expression of Pidyain. And we have a Kabbalah will be redeemed from Argalos with the letter Tzadik, with Tzemach. So the Avdi Tzemach here refers to Zerubbabel. I told you about Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the oldest surviving descendant of Beis David. And he came with the plan of being Mashiach. That was his plan. He was going to be king now because he was the oldest surviving person. He was a great person. There's a man, the Amar, the Gemara, and Nehemiah's was Zerubbabel. Nehemiah and Zerubbabel are one and the same. But be that as it may, Nehemiah didn't come. We don't find Nehemiah. People have a mistaken notion that Nehemiah came when they built the Bayis Sheni. It's not true. He came a couple of decades later. But Zerubbabel did come. Hinni mevi es avdi tzemach. I'm going to bring tzemach. I'm going to bring Zerubbabel. And this is an opportunity.
Was Zerubbabel accepted by the people?
He was a leader of the people, but he never, there never was a malchus based David.
You what?
He never stepped up to the throne. And that's the Malbim's introduction to Chag Yischai Malachi, that it could have happened if the people had been deserving of it. It could have happened, and there was a disappointment that it didn't happen. Everything, the stage was set. Nevuah returned, prophecy had disappeared. Nevuah came back with Chag Yischai Malachi. Chayin Gadol came back, the Beis HaMikdash came back, and the people weren't up to the challenge. They didn't even return to Eretz Yisrael for the most part. Only a very small percentage.
Wasn't
Nevuah Batel? Nevuah was Batel, and then it returned for this brief period. Yeah, you weren't here Monday, otherwise you definitely would remember, because I mentioned then that Malbim's introduction to these last three prophets is that they came after prophecy had ended to make it a possibility that Mashiach's period would begin. That wasn't realized. There is a stone that I have placed in front of Yeshua. And this one stone, doesn't mean seven eyes, but seven times its growth. I'll explain the stone, what the stone is. I will untie that which binds it. And I will remove the sin of the people in one day. This is again the promise of Tzemach, of a redemption. This stone is the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, people don't know, except those who've been listening to me for a while, maybe some other people in Klal Yisrael too, but the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash was laid how many years after the Churban? Everyone knows how many years? How many years later did they put the foundation?
70 years.
So everyone knows 70 years. Except it's not true. In the book of Ezra, we find 52 years. 52 years, okay. 52 years. The Gemara calls it, Gemara Yuma, it says, there were 52 years that there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael. In the history of Klal Yisrael, from the beginning of Yeshua, there were 52 years, Shalai Halach Ba'ish, And that's from after Gedaliah was killed and the Jews fled Eretz Yisrael until the beginning of Sefer Ezra, when Jews returned. Not Ezra. Ezra didn't come back at the beginning of Ezra. Right? Remember I told you Ezra's name doesn't appear in Sefer Ezra until Periches.
What about the Amoratsim?
They also, even the Amoratsim didn't come until after the 52 years. In those 18 years, the Amoratsim. Oh, Goyishim, we were there.
So they married the
Goyish women with
Israel?
Yeah, yeah. And, so at the 52-year mark, under the king of Kairish, Klai Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael, and 40,000 Jews returned, and they put the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash. They actually brought a couple of karbanis, because you're allowed to bring a karban without a Beis HaMikdash, as long as it's on the right spot. And then Kairish withdrew permission. Permission was granted, and permission was withdrawn. And from Shemayim, why it happened is a discussion unto itself. But the historical fact is that permission was withdrawn, the foundation was built, the people were there, and it was withdrawn temporarily. But like everything else, Kairish referred it to a committee, like they do in the Congress, and buried it that way. That's what it says in the Pasuk.
Kairish was buried it. From Esther.
No, this was the first Kairish. There was the second Kairish. This is the first Cyrus Kairish. He put it on hold, and then he died. Once he died, he didn't have to do anything anymore. And Achashverosh became king. Achashverosh wasn't ready to help the Jews at all. And that's why, if you remember, when Esther says, I want something, he says, At chatzi ha-malchus, he says, I'll give you anything except the Beis HaMikdash, which is chaytet ha-malchus. Why is Achashverosh thinking about the Beis HaMikdash? Because Beis HaMikdash had already begun to be built. And he said, I'll do anything, but not the Beis HaMikdash, because they saw in the Beis HaMikdash that the Jewish people would establish their own government and secede from the Malchus of Paras u'Madai. So Achashverosh lived his Malchus and died, and he was succeeded by his son, who the Pasuk refers to as Daryavesh, and Daryavesh took over, and a couple of years later gave permission for the Jews to finish rebuilding. The Gemara says this Daryavesh was also called Kairish, because Melech Kasher Haya, it's also called Artashasta. Probably collected social security under a different name or something. But Gemara says he had three names. Actually, Gemara says why. It says, Mashemai Daryavesh Shemai, and Atashastu was Hashem Al-Husay, and the Kairish Kismel Akasher Haya, Jews called him Kairish Kismel Akasher, the play on the letters and the word name. And then Daryavesh gave permission to finish rebuilding. So that's this Nevuah of the Evem. Kihine Ha-Evem, Asher Nasati Lefnei Yeshua, the foundation that the Jews had already built. This Evan are seven Einoyim. Rashi struggles with the Sheveinayim. That's true. And it's seven times, sort of. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision is seven times what it appears to be.
Like a house foundation.
Like a house foundation, yeah. Yeah. It was a foundation of Beis HaMikdash. What exactly it looked like, I don't know, but it was made of stone. And by Yaimahu Nuam Hashem Tzavakis Tikru Ishlorei Otachas Gefev Otachas Teino. And on that day, you will call one to his friend under the vineyard, the vines, and under the fig tree. Now the fig tree and the vine are code word in Tanakh. Ishtachas Gafdei Vishtachas Teinasai for a time of peace when Jews dwelt in peace. In Shaiftim, it uses a Lashon. By Yemahu, there was no central Malchus of Klai Yisrael. Each person was Tachas Gafnei, Tachas Teinasai, living peacefully. Okay, so our time is up for the moment. People asked what we're going to do about Leischa if we finished Aftira now, so we didn't. We're only up to Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. So, Mitzvah Hashem to be completed in June. When we get to Parshas Bava Yisra. Okay, yeah, okay. The next seven psukim are beautiful, but, alright. Keep your system. No. I don't know. The Gemara says, he said, I'll give you anything but the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe he suspected it. I don't know.
But
she outlived
Achashverosh. She outlived, and she has some. The son was not raised as a Jew. That's the tragedy of Esther's life. She had one son. The son was raised not as a Jew. He didn't consider himself a Jew. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. He built the bayit, the Beis Hamikdash. Had he grown up as a Jew, probably couldn't have. They wouldn't have listened to him to let him build the Beis Hamikdash.